Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted.
Let's talk about werewolves.
No. It's fucking crazy. He's insane.
Shut up. I haven't finished.
It's a wolf, you moron.
So, it's basically a... Take one.
Hi. Anyway, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa.
Guys.
What you doing there?
Yeah. Wow. You wearing that?
Mm.
Ooh, I guess.
Don't worry. I like it.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of summer summer.
Oh, of course you do.
I know. I like everything.
How's it going?
Me or them?
Them. Oh, you. Fine. Okay. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I've just come back from a expedition looking for a cryptid. Which was super fun. I'm excited to put a video out soon.
This is a really rambly beginning.
It's fine.
This is Cryptid Addicted.
Yeah.
And this is our mini-sode series.
Who dis?
Who dis? And in these episodes, we look at current affairs and listener experiences and stories and all sorts of cryptid news and material and things, and we keep it current and fresh. We keep it fresh.
Super fresh.
Because we're young, but we're also cryptozoologists, but we're fresh.
But we're hip.
Yeah.
We're down with the kids.
And fly and wizard and natty. And we look at all these various cryptid things, and each time we look at them, we ask, who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we ask.
Mm-hmm. First up, I'm gonna talk to you directly, listeners. I'm gonna say if you have seen anything weird in the wild, send us an email at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
That's right. We normally ask this at the end, but none of you listen to the end.
That's not true.
So we're doing it now.
That's not true. He's a pessimist.
Please talk to us.
We have many episodes. Shut up. We have many.
We do have many episodes.
He's such
but
a...
so few people write to
such
us.
Such a martyr. We have several things. What's the one who whips themselves?
Pessimist?
Whips themselves. Martyr.
Flagellant.
Flatulent?
Fuck off. Just because I'm a bit smelly, because I didn't shower after the gym,
yeah.
Suddenly I'm a flatulent. Alright, anyway.
Yeah, so first up is the first news story, and Pad D, do you want
to
read it?
I do, I would like to. Alright, so this is the first bit of news. Is it from recently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how recently? So, 2017.
In December 2017 it is recent, you don't need it.
It's recent, okay, alright. So this was a recent article, and the gist of the article was that a bunch of scientists in late 2017 have gotten jars which contain dead young Tasmanian tigers.
Hold up. First of all, I put a background on what a Tasmanian tiger is. I don't think people know what Tasmanian tigers are around the world. We're Australian, so obviously it's like in our DNA, but yeah. This is a summary of what a Tasmanian tiger or thylacine is. Tasmanian tiger or thylacine is an extinct marsupial that used to live throughout Australia and New Guinea. Until 7th of September 1936, the very last known animal of this species died of neglect in the Hobart Zoo.
It's a famous animal.
Yeah, long
and
history.
It's extinct, and people are kind of cross that it's extinct. The article that we read when we were, like, that was in the news recently, mm-hmm. said it's, like, Australia's Loch Ness Monster, which is wrong.
Yeah.
Because obviously Australia's Loch Ness Monster is the Hawkesbury River Monster.
Sorry.
As they should fucking well know. Do some research.
The Mooley Wonk.
You journalists. But it is a bit like that, so it's a... It's not a cryptid.
It is a cryptid.
It's a cryptid because some people think it's still around and that it didn't go extinct.
Yeah.
But no one serious believes that.
I'm serious and I believe...
Oh, sorry.
How dare you. No, so just... Okay. But actually, something I found out, which I probably should have known, the reason this last animal known of the species died was from neglect because they locked it out of its warm enclosure and then it got really cold at night and it died.
Wow.
I know. I know.
Wow.
I know.
Fucking biz.
No, I know, I know.
All right.
Okay, so soon after that, it was realized that all of these creatures had pretty much gone extinct due to mass hunting and slaughter. They basically killed sheep, and then they put a bounty on the heads of the animals, and then all dead.
Yeah, so, they kind of look like bigger foxes with tiger stripes on them, a little bit.
Yeah, stockier.
Yeah.
But they have pouches like marsupial, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, some may remain hopeful that it's around Australia somewhere, but it's basically a cryptid because of this. But it's pretty much extinct.
Yeah.
So, the news article we read. Do you want
to... Oh, yeah, so the news... Sorry, so that's a bit of background about what a Tasmanian tiger is.
Yeah.
They're called thylacines. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. So the news is that scientists are trying to take this extinct or allegedly extinct animal and bring it back to life, kind of. So they've got all these jars of... Preserved pups, so like baby thylacines. Because remember, this animal was alive, like...
Not long ago, 80-something years ago.
90, yeah, something around...
82 around years ago, I did 80, the maths.
Ah, okay, good job. So what they're doing, they're not really bringing it back to life. What they're doing is, the article was not very good, to be honest. They're taking this DNA they've got from these pups that they've preserved. Mm-hmm. And then what they're going to do is they're going to find an animal that's very similar to the thylacine, if they can find one. But they're going to try and find a close relative. And then what they'll do is they'll use the CRISPR gene editing technique, which is pretty new. And they're going to edit the gene of this similar relative until it becomes more like the DNA of the thylacine.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to have to do this over several generations, which wasn't in the article, but is true.
Oh.
So there's another group trying to do this with pigeons in America.
Oh.
So there's an extinct breed of pigeon called the passenger pigeon, and they're taking common, which is extinct, yeah, and they're going to take common pigeons and slowly edit them so that they become more like the carrier pigeon. So the first generation will be a bit more like the extinct animal,
uh-huh.
And then they'll have kids and pass the edited genes along.
Wow.
And then each generation you edit it a bit more, and eventually it ends up looking like the extinct animal.
Yeah.
But it's not actually, you're not bringing back the old species, you're just making current animals look a lot like the old one.
Yeah, kind of like how we bred different dog species to look a certain way for our twisted desires.
Yeah.
It's kind of like taking a normal dog and making it a pug, because, you know, there used to be a pug thing that existed.
Yeah, I'm not really clear. I'm an idiot, so I might just not know this. So this CRISPR technique allows you, I think, to go into an individual cell and change the DNA in that cell.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that change the DNA in all the other cells in the animal? Do you go into their, like, eggs, their, like, ovaries, and edit those so kids are different?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you actually, it's like it's at the very beginning of life they change stuff.
Right. That makes sense. Okay.
Apparently, this is the same technology that was used in the movie Jurassic Park. Like, that's the, you know, the stuff that was used there. It's the same sort of gist. Yeah. So if you've seen Jurassic Park, maybe you have a greater grasp of this.
Yeah. Anyway, the article said that actually they're having real difficulty finding any relative of the Tasmanian tiger.
So apparently they've got the DNA set up ready to go. Apparently it's pretty close to the Tasmanian tiger. Yeah, they're just struggling to find something that... a current animal that it would work in.
That they can
in.
Put it in, yeah.
So probably they're trying wombats, koalas. They're similar. They're marsupials, God. Right?
I don't know.
They're
maybe.
Marsupials.
They look completely fucking different.
I know they do.
Yeah, but the point, like, you can't start with a sheep and then just edit its DNA gradually to the point where you get to a Tasmanian tiger, because it would take you, like, millions of generations.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, actually hearing you say this is, like, a lot less hopeful than I kind of just...
No. What I got from it, what is hopeful, is that there are other extinct animals that have close relatives, and so you could de-extinct them using this method, including the woolly mammoth and the dodo.
Yeah.
Which is fucking dope.
It is dope.
Oh, you wanted this one?
I want this. I'm an Australian. This is an Australian, you know, a little Aussie ballad.
Well, our listeners will be excited.
No, but one thing they mentioned was, like, the Tasmanian tiger went extinct so recently that their habitat and, like... gap that they left in the ecosystem is still there to be filled, so it'd be easy to introduce them, whereas like the woolly mammoth was like wandering around ice blocks or something.
So what? Well, so we have them only in zoos, who cares?
No,
I want to see a woolly mammoth.
I don't know, I just
and maybe you can put them in a new environment. There are cold places where you could put mammoths, probably.
I know the Tasmanian tiger is just like, it's such a catastrophe of human like, just like, such a human blunder that this whole species is gone and it was so unique. I just really hope it can come back. I hope it's still out there more than anything. But this is a step in the right direction, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It was a real blunder, wasn't it?
So embarrassing.
This is why we can't have nice things. This is because of the Tasmanians.
Like, my grandmother would have been... This is 82 years ago since the last animal was seen. My grandmother would have been around, like...
Can you just mind my kid while I go to the movies? Oh, no. Oh, you left it out in the garden. He's frozen to death.
No,
you...
I just mean, like... Like,
fucking idiots.
People that we've met have seen a Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah, but not us.
Not us.
Sad times. Okay.
Cool. News number two. Oh, I wrote Megan to read this, but I know you're really excited about this one. So do you want... It's the Bigfoot.
Oh, it's very funny.
You want... Oh, yeah. Are you good?
You can read it.
Okay.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. This is a Bigfoot sighting with a twist.
The twist. just read it.
Were you going about to spoil it?
I was.
Okay, so in North Carolina, there have been very interesting Bigfoot sighting recently. In August this year, a Bigfoot enthusiast group called Bigfoot 911 set off into the woods to look for the creature. Group member John Bruna had the shock of his life when he spotted a huge, hairy hominoid in the darkness. Catching it with his head torch, he was unable to get a photo or a video or anything like that before the mystery animal disappeared out of view. Soon, news spread of his sighting, and it was published on media sites like Fox News and Daily Mail and
other reputable publications.
And the term Bigfoot NC started trending on Twitter. And then shit got weird. So with this news, a 36-year-old plumber named Gawain McGregor came forth. He confessed that the creature that the boys had seen was in fact himself in a full handmade fur suit.
Raccoon suit.
Made of raccoons.
Made of like 30 raccoons.
Yes. And he was performing a shamanic ritual in the woods.
By the way, in case it wasn't already incredibly obvious, this was in Tennessee. On the border between Georgia and Tennessee.
He created the suit by stitching raccoon pelts together, which he caught and ate himself. Unless he went to a meat market, which he mentioned and talked about cats and stuff. And he leaves only tiny slits in the eyes of the mask.
Of his raccoon suit.
Of his raccoon suit, which is the creepiest thing ever.
No, you're missing important details. Have you got more to come?
I said that, no, I've got a thing that the police said.
So he wasn't just performing any old shamanic rituals.
Right.
He was on a family holiday with his wife and kids, and he left them behind in town and went out into the forest himself to reenact scenes from the Epic of Gilgamesh, which is like an old... I don't even know. Is it Babylonian? I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's old, apparently the oldest like myth of old. It's fucking crazy. It makes no sense. And he bought these crystals, which were like sacred pagan crystals, like lapis lazuli.
Yep.
And he, as a sacrifice, he was putting like butter on the crystals
and honey
and
surrounding a circle with flowers. And,
yes, a flower circle.
Sacred. Circle flowers.
And then he made up a prayer or something.
Yeah.
Which was a prayer to
Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch and one character from the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Which he believes is influenced by Sasquatch.
Yes, Enkidu. He's fucking crazy. He's insane.
But he's respectfully insane. Like, he was like, I'm not hurting anyone. Like,
that's true. And then when the guys stumbled across him, he was like, I'm out. And he just left.
Yeah.
He didn't... Yeah.
And then he came forth. He was like, whoops.
I thought it was hysterically funny.
Yeah, no, and there are pictures, guys. There are fucking amazing pictures of this suit. There are two photos, one of the whole body suit. Have you seen these? Yeah, you surely saw them. And then one of the face, which if I saw that in the darkness...
Oh, that's terrible.
I would have shit my pants, basically.
Yeah.
And then there was it actually prompted the Greenville, South Carolina police station to remind the public not to shoot any potential Bigfoot seen in the woods, stating, quote, you'll most likely be wounding a fun-loving, well-intentioned person sweating in a gorilla suit.
Made me wonder how many Bigfoot / Yeti / Yowie sightings are just like furries. You know, just furries have wandered into the woods for
a little bit of fun.
A little bit of fun, or a little bit of, you know, just they like wearing their furry suits.
I mean, it's not like this guy was like, yeah, this is a big group thing. He was like, yeah, it's just me doing this thing. It's not like this underground furry activity.
I mean, we don't know. I mean, he had the butter and the honey.
No, I'm just saying it was just this one guy. So, like, we can't just, like, dismiss all Bigfoot sightings as people in suits.
That's true.
I mean, maybe there's a few that are like...
It's quite funny.
It's so good. This makes me... It's so funny.
At the end of his interview, he gives some hot tips on how to make sure that when you go to, like, a swamp market, which apparently is a thing in Tennessee, how to make sure you're getting legitimate raccoon meat and not cat meat, which apparently happens often.
Yeah.
And the hot tip is you got to make sure the raccoon, like, feet are attached still.
Yeah. Because the feet, the telltale sign
is if the feet will be gone. I was obviously a cat then.
Yeah, if it's no feet, then they've hidden the fact that it's actually a cat, not a raccoon.
It was a real wake up call for me. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I need to start looking at my feet and my meat. Anyway, that was the news. That was the news, yeah. Then we just go, that was the news. I just can't get over it. Seriously, if you do nothing else today, look at the photo.
Look at the mask. The mask is chilling. It is harrowing. I'm scared.
I think you said it took about a year to stitch it together.
This guy's a fucking psychopath.
Like, come on, he's just a plumber.
He's a weird dude.
No.
Does his wife know that he's going into the forest?
Yeah. It was in the interview. His wife and kids know, and they're like, cool. And he doesn't bring them along because he doesn't want them to be picked on. That's cute. That's sad.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Now,
we have an encounter that was a listener recommendation.
That's right. And now you said Patty to read.
Yeah, unless you don't want
to. But it's a video. So I feel like you're teasing me a bit.
No.
You don't want me to read things?
So no,
you give me a picture to read?
People can't see the video all the time, so we're explaining what it is.
Oh, okay.
But we had a listener, Madeline, to say, can you guys look into this?
Hi.
Sound less creepy.
I was not hello. Creepy.
Hello, Madeline.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, I'm sure this has been like all over the internet and it's fucking cool. So I'm sure you guys have seen this. But what it is...
I don't fucking get this.
Huh?
You can carry on, but I don't get why this is a big deal at all.
It's cool.
It's cool. It's a wolf.
Bro, it's a big wolf.
Sorry, explain the thing. It's a video of a wolf. It's gone really viral.
Yeah, it's a
it's a huge wolf, and the caption is like, gigantic wolf, dire wolf, oh my god, what could it possibly be? It's like a slightly bigger than normal
wolf. Wow, you spat on me.
Yeah, you deserve it. I'm a wolf novice, so maybe that's why I'm thinking these things, but it looks like a slightly bigger than normal wolf. Why do you think this is a big deal?
It's just cool. It's been like circulated on
it's normal
world.
Size.
It's huge.
It's not huge.
It's huge.
Like 2 foot tall.
What? What?
What?
2 foot is all like right. This big.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like this.
Oh, God.
All right, you go. You go. Okay. I'll try not to be too much of a dick.
Okay. Good luck. So. It's basically a dick wad.
Sorry.
Okay. So this thing has been popping out all over the place, and it's a dash cam, I think, video of a wolf crossing the street. It's like snowy, it's big, it looks at the camera and then like fucks off. It is pretty damn big, and there's been talk of what it is. Some people are throwing all sorts of things around.
How tall do you think it is?
Tall?
I couldn't tell. There's no like bananas for scale or whatever, so
I don't know.
I couldn't tell, but it didn't look huge.
It looked huge to me.
It looked big.
It looked huge to me. It looked like 100 kilogram wolf.
Well, I mean, I had like over 50,000 like likes or whatever, so it must be big. People who know wolves, I don't know anything about wolves. I live in Australia. I used to live in England. I know like squirrels.
Yep.
I've never seen a wolf, so maybe this is a huge wolf.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it is, because
yep.
Otherwise why would people be excited about it?
Okay.
So what's the question?
Who dis?
It's a wolf, you moron.
You spat in my eye.
You deserve it.
It's so sloppy.
It's a big wolf.
Okay. What type
what
of wolf?
You, who this?
What is, type of wolf, Patty?
I don't know. A big one.
You should have done your research. Okay. Well.
I feel like you're going to have a more interesting theory.
Yes.
Who this?
Let's talk about werewolves.
Oh, no. No. No, it's not. It's not a werewolf. It's just a wolf. It's not even that big.
Patty was hitting his head against the wall. All right. Okay. That's all I had to say about werewolves. I just wanted you to hit your head against the wall.
Okay.
Okay. So back to reality. Let's talk about direwolves.
Direwolves. Okay.
The extinct.
They're real. The ones on Game of Thrones are real wolves.
They're extinct.
The ones on Game of Thrones are real wolves, and they're not, maybe they're not dire wolves, like the official scientific
they're
category
dire wolves.
Game
of Thrones, they're
big wolves, they're real big wolves.
Sci-fi, dire wolves are extinct
fantasy,
wolves.
Fantasy, not sci-fi. Get Jeez. It right, Jesus.
Dire wolves are extinct type of wolves.
Okay.
They're also a cryptid.
Okay.
Okay, we've talked about them before.
We have, yeah. Okay. I was talking about Game of Thrones dire wolves.
No!
Alright.
Get back to reality.
So what, you think it's an ancient, extinct direwolf? Like the cryptid, the direwolf?
No.
No. I was just
no,
saying that for shit.
I just want to fuck with you for spinning on me.
All right.
And also Madeline wanted me to fuck with you a bit. So, you know.
Ah, you got me.
Okay, so in Who Dis 4, we talked about direwolf. And as you guys may remember, they're not actually that much bigger than regular wolves. They were certainly heavier, like fatter and bulkier, but really not as heavy as some wolves species that are alive today are reported to get. So the largest wolf species known alive today is the Canis lupus, Occidentalis.
As in Western.
Occidentalis.
It's like Oriental and Occidental.
I have no idea.
Oriental is Eastern, Occidental is Western.
Oh, cool.
So it's a Western wolf.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, cool.
It's also known as the Mackenzie Valley Wolf. Generally, they weigh between 110 to 175 pounds, which is like 50 to 79.4 kilograms.
No. I'm heavier than one of those wolves.
Not yet.
No, not yet. No, yes, I am.
I mean, no, but I don't understand. However, they're reported to get as heavy as 235 pounds, which is 106.6 kilometers. I mean, kilograms.
I see now what you were saying earlier about the not yet.
I was like, shut up, I haven't finished. Okay. So it seems more likely, as many of the commenters said, that this is a big, old, majestic wolf as opposed to like a dire
wolf.
Well,
it's huge. It's like 200 kilometers long.
And the pointed muzzle of the creature also suggests normal wolf as opposed to dire wolf, which has like a short, stout nose, basically.
Okay.
I've got a wolf size comparison chart.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, so check this out on Facebook, peeps.
It's just like a silhouette of a human and then all the different wolves in different colors. So that red one at the back, Mackenzie Valley wolf. Some people were suggesting that it might be an Eastern timber wolf, which is the blue one. I mean, they apparently can get weirdly big, but yeah.
Yeah. It's
cool shit.
Okay, so what's your theory?
The wolf. The Mackenzie's, what is it? Mackenzie Valley wolf.
Wait, sorry. I was not listening. I was listening, but I didn't understand. Is that a cryptid or not?
No.
No.
That is the biggest known wolf species that gets.
Does it live in that area?
It doesn't say what area it's from.
Oh.
So it's a random video from somewhere. And I have a photo of a giant
wolf. Whoa, fuck.
I forgot the comment. Big wolf gives big kisses because it's licking her face.
Kisses.
And she's a hottie. And it's a big doggy wolf.
Yeah, she is a bit of a hottie.
It's a great gif. Everything you could ever want.
Such a lusty pronunciation. Oh, it's a good gift.
Trust me. If you like doggos and hot chicks. Which really, who doesn't? All right. Cool. And then that's it.
So that's our theory. You may disagree with us. If you do, fucking prove it. Bring your evidence.
But yeah, no, I think everyone was kind of in agreement. But it's just a cool sight to see.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And then we've got our listener encounter.
So this is with one of our listeners.
Yeah. His name is a little bit difficult.
What is his name?
His name is literally, but every L is spelt with a capital I.
What?
So this is a Reddit listener. Hello. But his name is literally, but every L is spelled with an I.
So, oh, okay. All right. So I don't know whether to call him literally or E-T-R-I-E.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm going to call him literally.
Literally.
Okay. So here is his encounter. It is titled, "Did anyone ever see anything weird near Ida Creek in Colorado?" All right. "When I was 4, this is literally speaking, and my sister was 6, she pressured me into going into the woods with her while my dad was distracted. I eventually caved, and of course we got lost. Eventually my sister started running, so I did too. And when we got out of the woods, having run, we walked towards home, and we both looked back at the tree line. What I saw was literally..." Is he just using the word literally because that's his username?
No. I don't know.
"What I saw was literally blurry in my memory." That's completely superfluous. He could have just gotten rid of that. I think he's just doing it because it's his name. Sorry. "What I saw was literally blurry in my memory, but I remember a visible skull and something red, which I thought was blood. I also remember something that was colored like brown wood. My sister saw it too, and we both immediately started sprinting. When I try to re-visualize the experience in my head, this is what I see." And at this point, he shows us a picture, which is on our Facebook, so you can go and look at that picture. It's sort of a cartoon thing that this person has done up, so it's not hyper-detailed.
It's illustrated, yeah.
Yeah, but it's sort of his memory, and it's a pretty good job considering how long ago this was.
Yeah, and also he has actual artistic skill, unlike us.
That's true.
It's like horns.
It's sort of like a deer skull. The skull is a deer skull, and there's sort of blood around like the collar, and then it's red. Like a humanoid kind of.
Yeah, and then brown spatterings, and then on either side are trees.
Yeah, anyway. So he continues. "It's just a rough sketch, so it's not spot on, but it's what I could do since the memory is so fuzzy. I asked my sister about this, but she doesn't remember it at all. I was wondering if there's anyone out there who's had an experience like this or has ever seen anything like this." And then he adds, as a sort of afterthought, "It's important to mention that this was in a valley, in a very cold area in the mountains, close to Telluride. When I think back to the location, it's possible that what I saw was a Wendigo." So he's speculating that it's a Wendigo. But he adds, I don't remember anything else that would indicate it was a Wendigo other than the deer-like skull and the blood."
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the encounter.
Yeah, so I got in contact with him and was interested in the sighting, wanted to learn more. So he actually gave us some more information.
Right. We got the inside fucking scoop.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we got extra info not available to y'all on Reddit. So here it is. "Hello," he says. This is all the shit just to us. Okay, so here's some additional information. That's right. So originally he said he was in Ida Creek. That was the title of the original Reddit post. Mm-hmm. So has anyone seen anything weird in Ida Creek? But he's talked to his sister now, and she's told him, and he's now convinced that it was actually Brown Homestead, mm-hmm. which is a different location, but close in the same area.
Yeah, I looked at it on Google Maps. It's like, it's very, very, very close, but like very cool that he's... Yeah. Specified.
So then he tells us a bit more about his experience. He says he uses the word literally a lot.
Literally is a great word.
He says, "I literally couldn't tell what I was looking at. It was brown, red, white, and there was a visible elongated skull like a deer. It could have been a deer carcass, but it just appeared where me and my sister were previously walking 30 seconds earlier." So, you know, why would a carcass suddenly appear?
Yeah.
Is his question. All right. He continues, "I remember clearly both of us got really scared and just ran away. I only recalled the incident myself a few years ago. Like I said, my sister doesn't remember it at all, and we even got the location mixed up between the two of us." So he's been very honest about the holes in his story, but clearly he's experienced something he wants to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
He adds that both he and his sister remember the woods and a few other details.
Yeah, like he fell into the water at some point and he remembers that detail.
Yeah. And then he's sort of continuing harping on the Wendigo sort of train of thought. So he says he was informed by someone on Reddit that there's a big Navajo reservation about 100 miles from where this happened, which incidentally is a fucking huge distance. but whatever. Anyway, he's looked it up, and it's true. It's called Hesperus Peak, which was recently reclaimed. It's a site that's quite significant to the Navajo, apparently. And allegedly, Wendigos are prevalent in Navajo legend. So he's not sure if what he saw was a Wendigo, but that's sort of his best guess given the location.
Yeah.
100 miles is a huge distance.
Is it? What?
100 miles is like 160 kilometers. That's like from here to Newcastle. It's like, like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. So it's not like.
Out of the question.
No, but okay. Anyway.
Okay. Tani, who dis?
Good question. I really like a comment from a Redditor that was on this thread. Let me just pull it up. The username was Captain Crustacean.
Yeah.
With an underscore underneath. It was the top commenter. And he said that if you look into the history of the Wendigo as a cryptid, the idea that they have deer skulls is actually a reasonably new addition to the whole legend. Mm-hmm. And so it probably isn't true. The ancient legends, or the older sightings, say that it has like antlers, but nothing about a deer skull.
No, I think even the ancient representations were like, they were more human-like. They didn't even have antlers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked into it. I think they're like very human-looking, maybe like akin to more of a vampire than like a deer toting, like an antler toting thing. Yeah, they're believed to have a heart of ice and so hungry for flesh that they chew their own lips off. But it was actually more of a warning against like excessive greed and selfishness. Someone could curse you to be a Wendigo. Like you're just a human who's been cursed with this thing. I so like, see. Yeah, the antler, because we've talked about Wendigos before, the antler fang is Western interpretation.
Yeah. Like the Chupacabra.
Chupacabra,
sorry. The Chupacabra, which is already like completely made up recently, but like it changed when I went to the West.
Yes, that's true. It became more of a mangy dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's interesting, and it's probably good grounds to dismiss the Wendigo theory. Sorry to literally. now, Captain Crustacean, the guy who gives us this information about the Wendigo, has his own suggestion. He suggests that maybe it was just a deer carcass, which is why I literally brought that up in his message to us.
Yep.
He said it could have been, but, you know, why would it have just appeared? I think literally's response there is kind of convincing. So they... these two kids, they walked in on the same path that they exited, and they didn't see a deer carcass the first time.
Yes.
Which he kind of would have spotted.
Also, not just, like, the first time, but they exited that path, looked back, and then they were literally there 30... Literally. They were there 30 seconds. You know, they had just walked past it, and then looked back, and it turned up.
Yeah.
So not only did they walk past it once to get into the woods, like, whatever, how many hours ago, they walked past it again, and saw nothing again, so... Yeah, interesting.
That's true. So they'd have to have missed a big deer carcass twice.
At least twice.
So I'm not sure about that theory. My theory is that it could be pretty much any number of things. It could be a large animal, like a wolf, for example. It could just be like a bit of wood that's weirdly shaped or whatever. And when you look at it from a certain angle but not other angles, it looks kind of like a weird, scary creature.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, like, these kids were like 4 and 6.
Yeah.
I got framed by all sorts of shit when I was that age. You'd wake up in the night and you'd see a coat hanger and you'd be like, ah! Or whatever. And I think it's also quite telling that the sister, who was the older one of the two, doesn't have any memory of this.
That's true.
I mean, if it was this hugely significant, terrifying, harrowing experience, and, you know, a sort of an encounter with the supernatural, kind of, in the sense of this thing, this, like, monster that doesn't seem like a normal animal.
Yeah.
Then you'd think that would have left an impression. I found it convincing that he didn't remember it until recently, because that could explain, like, he and his sister both seem to have forgotten about this incident, and then it's come back to him recently. But I don't know, if it was this huge significant event, why did she forget it at all, and why, when he re-remembered it, didn't she remember it?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think? Who dis?
Well, just on the deer carcass thing you were just talking about, I also read that comment and I thought that was pretty cool. I actually had a recent experience kind of similar to this. Literally a couple of days ago when I was in Kangaroo Valley, my crew, my brother, and I, we were just basically in Kangaroo Valley looking for the kangaroo panther together. And we were coming down this little decline and this valley, and we saw this, like, thing on the left-hand side.
Mm.
And it was stationary, and he was like, that's a corpse. And I was like, no, that's just a weird twisted piece of wood. And he's like, no, Meg, that's a corpse. Like, that's a thing, that's something. And we were, like, kind of a bit far away, but we both have good vision. And then we, like, got closer, and we were kind of arguing amongst ourselves what it is, like, something alive. It kind of maybe looked at maybe, like, a naked human being lying down. Mm. I thought it maybe looked like a twisted, just, like, a weird look bit of wood, and he was like, no, it's something. Anyway, what it ended up being as we got closer, realized it wasn't moving, and we got closer, was a kangaroo carcass that had been left for, like, a long time and was, like, really distorted from decay.
Wow.
And it was spooky as hell, and I'm not four.
Yeah.
We took photos of it, and it's, like, a kangaroo is very obviously a kangaroo, but this was deceased. It was actually trapped. Like, it had a lasso around its leg and had clearly died of starvation or something. And it was on its side. And, like, if I had have seen it maybe as a kid, I would have thought it was maybe, like some sort of fucking lizard monster. But I actually took photos. They're a little bit disturbing. I'm not sure if I'm a...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's that blue rope is the trap. It's around its legs. And it's, like, tail is bitten off. Mm. I got a closer one.
Okay, yeah. So warning, graphic imagery.
Graphic imagery. I'm not sure if I'll be able to put it on Facebook. But, like, this is a well-known kangaroo. So that's just, like, on the deer carcass theory. If it's a deer carcass that's maybe a little bit decomposed, you wouldn't be able to immediately recognize it was a deer.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't able to immediately recognize this was a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Does not explain why it just, like, turned up where he was. Yeah. I mean, maybe... I think he even mentioned in some of the comments. He was a little boy and he was, like, so excited to see all the new exciting things that maybe he just, like, didn't see it and then saw it. But, like...
Could be. Kids are dumb, right?
Kids, like, are unobservant. Excited.
And yeah. Like...
But my other theory, and it's more of a cryptid one, and you're not going to like it, is a goat man, right?
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, come on.
Like Clarence or whatever?
Yeah, like Clarence, but not like Clarence. So not like the Popelick monster, which we did in episode 13, I think. Goatman is a, like I said, it's an overall umbrella thing.
Okay.
So there's other goatmen that...
Okay, not like the Popelick monster.
Yeah, that are possibly more compelling.
Not like an immortal axe-wielding goatman.
Yeah, who's no one's ever seen.
Okay.
So in Colorado, which is where this took place, it's just basically northwest of Texas, which I had to look it up. I don't know. And Texas has a very strong history of horned beast being seen. There's an old Alton Bridge near Dallas, which is nicknamed Goatman's Bridge. And it has a long history of scary apparitions and visions of horrific horned humanoids. In 1969, on Greer Island in Texas, totally different location, there was an attack on a car full of teens by some kind of goat monster. That was that thing even tried to abduct one of the women and left huge gashes in the car until they drove off and shook it off. And that was dubbed the Lake Worth Monster. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of these guys. But, like, whatever those sightings are, which is like a goat thing, like a man with horns, maybe it's migrated north for the winter. Because if we look at a picture of the goat man, it's kind of similar to how he represented it.
Yeah.
It's like a skull... Well, at least this representation.
He's got the deer skull sort of thing going on. He's got the brown.
He's got an axe as well, because why not?
Yeah.
He's got the brown. Like, this is the closest cryptid. Like, I don't think the Wendigo is correct.
Yeah, it's just like faced with a bit of brown, a deer skull, a bit of red. Why do you jump to goat man?
I'm not jumping to anything.
Why do you jump to deer carcass?
People look to me for a cryptid answer.
Okay. That's true.
I don't... If I was going to choose out of Wendigo, goat man, and carcass, I would go with carcass, especially considering my recent experience with a kangaroo that we saw. Mm. Like, it, literally, we were there for 5 minutes being like, no, don't go near it. What is it? Like,
yeah,
what the hell is it?
Yeah.
No, it's just wood. No, is that a human? Like, really freaked out.
Yeah.
Scared we were going to see some fucked up shit. But, like, in terms of a cryptid answer, you know, this literally, look at this picture on Facebook. I'll put it on Facebook. It looks a lot like what he drew.
Yeah.
And these are totally, totally separate people. But yeah, that's just my thinking.
Okay.
So fuck him.
Fuck him. Yeah. You got the...
Oh!
Ah.
But, final theory.
Yes.
It was someone in a suit doing a ritualistic shaman dance.
Yes.
In the woods.
It was your average Tennessee plumber.
It was your dad.
Yeah.
I need to go out for a minute. Yeah. Don's raccoon suit.
Oh, Enkidu. Please accept this margarine.
That's going to be a it's like, that's going to be in your canon of excuses.
It is. It's something with Mange, random in a suit. All right.
Cool.
Thank you for listening. That's the end of our news and encounters.
It is indeed. If you want to send us any of your encounters or any weird shit you've seen on the internet that you want us to investigate, please send it to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. You can also send it to our social pages, cryptid_addicted on Facebook and Twitter, or cryptid_addicted on Instagram.
That's right. We also have our website, which is created not that recently, but it's still pretty groovy. Check it out. It's cryptidaddicted.com. And we have all sorts of things there. The episodes, we've got some merchandise, we've got some other quote-unquote random shit, including, for example, our bios.
Yep. So
you can learn a bit more about us.
Yep.
And, just give us a hoy. We're keen to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you for all the guys who have written into us.
Men, really.
Did I say guys is an open term.
That's true. I'm sorry, I'm being
a Puritan. You sexist bastard. Thank you for all the people who have written into us, given us nice words, thanked us for doing the podcast, thanked us for whatever, written in with suggestions on what we want to look at. If you
asked
have any...
Megan what she's wearing. Yes, all sorts of...
That was just that one guy. I'm kidding.
You know who you are. Yeah.
Wearing a sparkly top. Seems to be my theme.
Yes, thank you for all your support.
Yeah, and thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
We will.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.